A potent storm system will impact our region through the day tomorrow. It is going to bring us some much-needed rainfall. However, it's also going to bring quite a bit of wind, and for some of us, that wind could be locally strong, resulting in some damage. The Weather Service has posted a high wind warning for areas to the north and northwest of the capital region. That high wind warning goes into effect after midnight and remains in effect through 8 p.m. tomorrow. It is in effect for the St. Lawrence Valley, the northern and western Adirondack Mountains, and the northern Champlain Valley. In those areas, the wind might gust over 60 miles per hour, resulting in downed trees and power lines, which could lead to some scattered power outages. Elsewhere, we are seeing wind advisories go up, and through much of our area, wind gusts might reach between 40 and 50 miles per hour, which could also lead to some localized damage. It looks like the strongest wind will occur during the morning and midday hours tomorrow. The wind should tend to subside during tomorrow night. So we have the wind to deal with. We also have the rain, and the rain is actually needed. We've had a fairly dry stretch across our area, so we could use the rainfall, and we've already had some rainfall across the region today. Right now, we have a warm front that is lifting through that has generated some showers across the area. And as we work into the night, we will see some showers around from time to time. So if the kids are going to be out trick-or-treating, have a rain plan ready to go. The good news is that with the passage of the warm front, it's going to be fairly mild across the area tonight, so we don't need the heavy coats. Temperatures should be generally in the 50s. And even potentially some low 60s as we work through the nighttime hours. Tomorrow starts off with clouds and some areas of rain, but as the system pushes through, we should see the rain come to an end and even some sunshine come through by tomorrow afternoon. The wind, though, is a big player tomorrow, gusting at times potentially over 50 miles per hour. Into the weekend, it will turn cooler. We'll see a secondary cold front on Saturday, and that's going to bring about a very cold air mass as we work through the second half of the weekend into early next week. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, cloudy with periods of rain, windy and warm, temperatures in the upper 50s to lower 60s. And tomorrow, cloudy, with rain likely early in the day, sunny breaks developing, windy and warm, high 65 to 70. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, cloudy with periods of rain, windy and warm, temperatures in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely early in the day, then sunny breaks developing, windy and warm, high in the 60s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, cloudy with periods of rain, windy and warm, temperatures in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely early in the day, then sunny breaks develop by afternoon, windy and warm, high in the upper 60s to lower 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, cloudy with periods of rain tonight, windy and warm, temperatures in the upper 50s to lower 60s, cloudy with rain likely early tomorrow, then sunny breaks develop, windy and warm, high in the upper 60s to lower 70s. On Saturday, a mix of clouds and sun with a chance of showers north and west, highs in the 50s, partly sunny, breezy, and cooler on Sunday, with highs mainly in the 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.